Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, May 24th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Through It All. And Brooksine's going to read our scripture text now from Acts 14, verse 22.
Strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said.
We have a business on Main Street in our community called the Through It All Auto Body Shop. A while back, I stopped in to visit with the owner, and the name of the shop, as I suspected, was based on a song from the 70s called Through It All. As I shared with him, he recounted God's faithfulness in helping him through the years in dealing with the various hardships and overcomings that we must go through to enter the kingdom of God. It's the only business I've ever seen with this name, and this morning I actually did a Google search and couldn't find any others like it. I recall a time in my life when the song Through It All meant a great deal to me. Early in my ministry, I'd hit some real obstacles and closed doors. Although I felt I'd been led by the Lord, I wondered if I'd made a huge mistake. I was driving a little Datsun pickup, and the memory is still so vivid I know precisely where it happened. Brooksine was sitting in the middle, and a college friend named Larry was on the passenger side. I was so intensely discouraged about my situation that I involuntarily started to cry. I sure didn't want either Brooksine or my friend Larry to see me, so I angled my face toward the left of the window as I drove. Just then the song, Through It All, came on, and God used it to renew my assurance that He would see me through. He did. That was nearly 30 years ago. God is faithful. Today's scripture portion is a tiny condensation of the message that Paul and Barnabas were giving to the young believers in Asia Minor during their first missionary journey. In seeking to strengthen the disciples and encourage them to remain true to the faith, their message is summed up in this 12-word phrase. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. That sure isn't a message we want to hear, is it? I doubt if many choose this verse as their life verse. But it was true then, and its message still holds true for us now. Today, some of you are facing tremendous obstacles with tightly shut doors. You just don't know how, when, or even if it will work out. Hold on, my friend. Keep your faith and stay true. You will have a glorious testimony in God's due time.
Jesus, though we might not recognize it while facing an obstacle or enduring a trial, it is a golden opportunity to see you work in a supernatural way. Not only do you bring about a solution in the circumstances that perplex us, but you also develop godly character in us as we patiently endure the waiting period. The psalmist tells us to wait on you and be of good courage, and you will strengthen our heart. Then he reminds us to wait again. Bless and encourage readers today who are waiting. For as we wait, we develop patience, endurance, and faithfulness among other Christian virtues.
Amen. God, grant us all grace as we wait on the Lord to work out His plans in our lives. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning here as we prepare this. We live in a rural part of the United States of America in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Last night, personal note I share, as we drove through the eastern part of Lancaster County, I did. It's alfalfa harvest time, and boy, I see some beautiful scenery. In fact, on the site today, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, and if you look at it today, the 24th of May, you will see a photo of the Amish harvesting alfalfa. I supplement my income by hauling the Amish, and last night I was with my Amish neighbor who happens to run a masonry business doing some errands, picking up various equipment and supplies. We ended the trip by picking up his wife and kids who had been spending the day with her parents to bring them home last night. On the way home, Anna's one-year-old child was unsettled, so she began to sing tenderly, Jesus Loves Me, and other Christian songs. What a blessing that was as I listened to the heart of the devoted mother and her love for her child. I did find a audio of the song Through It All on the web today. It's a very live performance by the Tees Valley Baptist Church. It's somewhere in West Virginia. My, it sounds like a live country type church. But there's a click for an audio file of that if you'd like to listen, as well as the lyrics to the song are on the website as well. The song Through It All. Thank God for His faithfulness to each one of us, and you can be assured that He will perfect that which concerns you. He will be faithful to you as well. Have a blessed day today. Be encouraged.